Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump gains opposition. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is drawing rebukes from across the world for proposing a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump said the ban should be in effect until the country's leaders can, in his words, figure out what is going on about possible new terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Tuesday called Trump's rhetoric offensive and toxic.
And the fact is that what Donald Trump said yesterday disqualifies him from serving as president.
In the U.S., Trump's political opponents widely condemned his proposal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is hopeful the talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. Speaking after a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris, Kerry said the talks, scheduled for December 18th in New York, will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference of the Syrian opposition. Russia says it has for the first time struck Islamic State targets in northern Syria with missiles fired from a submarine in the Mediterranean. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin that cruise missiles targeted two positions near the Islamic State-controlled city of Raqqa. A South African judge has granted bail to Oscar Pistorius.
The applicant is released on bail of 10,000 rand. Accused submit to the house arrest.
The Olympic athlete appeared in court Tuesday to hear whether he could remain under house arrest while awaiting new sentencing. An appeals court last week convicted him of murder in the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. This is VOA News. The United States is reviewing reports that Iran carried out a ballistic missile test last month in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power said Tuesday the United States is conducting a serious review of the reports and will take appropriate steps if they are true. The leader of the semi-autonomous Iraqi Kurdistan region government is to visit Ankara on Wednesday, Dorian Jones reports.
In what is widely seen as a sign of the importance Ankara attaches to Iraqi Kurdistan regional president Masoud Barzani, he's due to be hosted Wednesday by the president Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Barzani's visit coincides with Baghdad demanding Ankara's withdrawal of recently deployed Turkish soldiers and tanks in Iraq. The former head of Turkey's consul to the Iraqi Kurdistan region, Aydin Selcen, says the visit is further evidence of Barzani's support of Ankara against Baghdad. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Fighting erupted in Afghanistan Tuesday when a group of at least nine Taliban suicide bombers attacked the airport in Kandahar. Regional Corps Commander General Daoud Shah Wafadar told VOA he was apparently the target of the attack. He said a bodyguard was killed and another wounded. Democrats in both the House and the Senate have used procedural tactics Tuesday to try to get Republican leaders to take up gun control legislation. The failed legislation would have prevented any person on the FBI's so-called no-fly list from buying a gun. The proposal was to be in response to recent mass killings in the United States. Republicans opposed the legislation, saying some innocent people end up on the list mistakenly and that no one can find out if he or she is on the list. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday in a voting rights case. Two Texas voters are challenging the way their state draws up its legislative districts. They're asking the court to decide if the principle of one person, one vote requires state legislative districts to be apportioned on the basis of the state's total population rather than just the number of citizen voters. The results of that case could shift voting power from urban to rural areas. Economic forecasters say the U.S. economy will grow a bit more slowly than first thought next year, but they also say the outlook for jobs and housing are good. The National Association for Business Economics surveyed its members who predict U.S. economic growth will be a modest 2.2% in 2015 and speed up a little bit next year. Checking market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. European markets were also mostly lower. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.